This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russian authorities say a notorious mercenary chief was listed as a passenger on a private jet, which crashed on Wednesday with no survivors, raising fears among his allies that he had been killed. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
According to Russia's civil aviation agency, mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was aboard a plane that crashed north of Moscow, killing all 10 people on board. But Russian expert Keir Giles says, we may never know if the founder of the Wagner private military company is gone.
It really depends whether this is actually the Wagner boss or somebody traveling under the name of Yevgeny Prigozhin, because we know that Prigozhin used aliases, or rather people who assumed his name in order to travel, as part of his security measures.
Prigozhin led a brief armed rebellion against the Russian military earlier this year.
Let's not be completely surprised until it's absolutely 100% confirmed if Yevgeny Prigozhin, the real Wagner boss, doesn't actually pop up somewhere else.
I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. intelligence officials are looking into the reported Russian plane crash. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
One official says there's no determination about what caused the crash or if Yevgeny Prigozhin was on board in California.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
A vacationing President Biden was asked if Vladimir Putin's behind it.
There's not much that happens when Russia and Putin not behind it. I don't know enough to know the answer.
Intelligence officials have speculated Putin could target the mercenary chief for leading the summer uprising. Last month, the president even suggested Prigozhin could be poisoned.
If I were he, I'd be careful what I ate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this story, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea says its second recent attempt to launch a spy satellite has failed. The announcement follows a statement by South Korea's military that North Korea launched a long-range rocket. The North State News Agency said Thursday's launch ended in failure because of an error that happened during the three-stage flight of the rocket. It cited the country's aerospace agency as saying that North Korea will conduct a third attempt in October after finding what caused the failure. In late May, a North Korean rocket carrying a spy satellite plunged into the sea soon after liftoff. U.S. Republican presidential candidates started debating Wednesday night in the first big event leading up to next year's national elections. Nine contenders qualify for the debate being held in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But former President Donald Trump is boycotting the confrontation. Trump has a commanding lead among Republican voters across the country, despite being under indictment in four separate legal cases across the U.S., covering 91 charges for actions before, during, and after his presidency, which ended in 2021. A human rights group says the Democratic Republic of Congo's government is blocking opposition parties from campaigning ahead of December elections and trained to intimidate party leaders. Mohamed Youssef reports.
Human Rights Watch says authorities in the DRC are targeting opposition leaders and groups, curtailing their freedom and arresting officials ahead of the December general election. Moise Katumbi, a presidential contender, was barred in May from visiting Congo's central province, where he had planned political meetings and rallies to publicize his party and candidacy. Authorities cited security reasons for disallowing the trip. Days later, police blocked four opposition candidates and their supporters from gathering at the electoral commission offices in Kinshasa to protest what they termed a chaotic electoral process. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
And delays of up to 10 hours in mostly opposition strongholds have marked voting in Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa seeks a second and final term. The country has a history of violent and disputed elections. This is the second general election since the ouster of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe in a coup in 2017. The main contest is expected to be between Mnangagwa and an opposition leader who hopes to break the governing party's 43-year hold on power. Don't forget, you can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can look there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.